All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. We ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. The funeral, janazah. Washing, shrouding, praying for, and burying the dead Muslim is a communal obligation, fard kifaya, if he was born alive. Shrouding and burial are obligatory for a member of the people of the book who is a subject of the Islamic State, dhimmi. Moreover, washing, shrouding, and burial are obligatory for a stillborn Muslim. The funeral prayer is not performed for a dhimmi or the stillborn Muslim. Whoever dies as a result of fighting the blasphemers will be shrouded in his battle clothes. If the battle clothes are not enough, more material will be added. He will be buried but not washed, and the funeral prayer will not be performed for him. Washing and shrouding the dead. The minimum obligatory washing of the dead is to remove the najas filth and to use purifying water to wash the dead's whole skin and hair, even if the hair was thick. The minimum obligatory shroud is that which covers the whole body. Three wraps are used for the person who died, leaving an inheritance exceeding his debts, provided he did not leave a will advising not to wrap him in three wraps. The funeral prayer, Salatul Janazah. The minimum obligatory prayer for the dead is to intend to perform the obligatory funeral prayer for that dead person in particular, as one is saying the opening Allahu Akbar. To say Allahu Akbar while standing, if one is able. Then to recite the Fatiha. Then to say Allahu Akbar. Then to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Then to say Allahu Akbar. Then to supplicate Allah to forgive and have mercy on that dead Muslim. Then to say Allahu Akbar. Then to say the closing salam. The one who performs the funeral prayer must satisfy the conditions and avoid the invalidators of prayer. Burial of the dead. The minimum obligatory burial of the dead requires a hole dug in the ground which prevents the smell from rising and protects the body of the dead person from wild animals. It is recommended, sunnah, to dig the grave as deep as a man's height with his arms extended overhead and to widen it. The chest of the dead must be directed towards the Qibla. It is unlawful, haram, to bury the dead in a mausoleum.